Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 29th of July. Markets care about politics. If political changes then lead to changing possibilities around policy outcomes. The US political circus has not yet reached that stage, but it might start to change towards the end of this week. The campaign of US Vice President Harris has led to some changes in opinion poll ratings, but surveying sentiment has a rather poor predictive power, and markets are not likely to get overexcited by polls just yet. More significantly, there is the prospect of Harris selecting a vice presidential candidate later this week or early next week. Care is needed here, as vice presidential candidates rarely have a significant impact on presidential races. Former US President Trump's campaign has not, seemingly, suffered much damage in the polls from the selection of US Senator Vance, for example. However, a vice president may be a signal of policy direction, just as Vance signaled an increased risk of higher taxation as part of trade policy. The casual assumption of investors is that Harris would carry on the broad direction of US President Biden's economic policies. A vice presidential nominee may add some nuance around that. Politics may be a little more market-moving in the UK, where Chancellor Reeves is set to deliver a State of the Nation-style speech to Parliament, examining the fiscal legacy of the previous government. Extracts of the speech have already been leaked, but the remarks are still important of themselves. They will set the tone for public spending priorities and the potential for further tax increases. It's worth remembering that UK GDP does tend to understate the true level of economic activity. Arguably, the UK has embraced structural change more quickly than some other economies, with flexible working and self-employment important features. This does mean that fiscal revenues tend to surprise to the upside. Painting a bleak picture now allows for those positive surprises on tax revenue and on growth to be embraced later in the Parliament, presenting the government's policies in the best possible way. The data calendar is relatively quiet today. There is the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey from the US. This is of some use. Not, of course, as an economic indicator, but as a reminder of political bias. As partisanship has become ever more heated, the comments section of the Dallas Fed survey may well exhibit remarks that are less closely associated with economic reality than they are with campaign rhetoric. The serious point here is that partisan bias in economic data has been increasing in recent years, really since the Obama presidency. And so models that rely on histories of sentiment-based indicators are making comparisons between different worlds. A relatively objective, if still flawed, survey may have had a relationship to economic reality in 2000, which it completely lacks in 2024. The UK has consumer credit and mortgage lending figures. These are of some interest, but the UK growth story has not been especially credit-fueled, to be honest. It's a reminder of the upcoming Bank of England meeting, however, where rate cuts are in the balance, but hopefully with a rate cut coming. We also have the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan deciding interest rate policy this week. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.